This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. We have an all-players edition this week as we hit the final 10 games of the regular season. In Seattle, Dylan Gunther was a late-season surprise for the Thunderbirds after being reassigned by the NHL's Arizona Coyotes. He'll be coming up in seconds. Former Prince George Cougar captain Josh Mazur played hero for the University of Calgary Dinos in the Canada West Championship Series against Alberta. The Dinos, they're off the Nationals, and Mazur on the WHL Scholarship Program. He'll be our guest. And the WHL Player of the Week pops by Regina Pats D-man Stanislav Sfozo as the Pats prepare for a busy weekend. First up, Dylan Gunther already has a WHL Edmonton Cup last year with the Edmonton Oil Kings. After starting this season with the NHL's Arizona Coyotes, he was a late reassignment to Seattle to help the Thunderbirds with their championship aspirations. I asked him about coming back to the WHL as a 19-year-old, now with a taste of the NHL.
Yeah, it's good. It's different. Still has that uncomfortability, you know, being in the league for a while, but going to a different team, different conference, you know, playing away from home. So I think that that's all good for me. And playing some good teams out west. So it's been a lot of fun.
Were you comfortable? Did you feel comfortable at the NHL level with Arizona? Or is it this, I'm still a first-year guy, and I have to, you know, make sure that I do the right things here still?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know that. You got to do the right things every day. But, you know, if you want to be successful, you have to play with confidence and play like you know, you've been there before. So I think I just started to get more comfortable, each and every game up there.
Was there an initial sort of letdown, though, when you come back to this level? Or how were you feeling, you know, when you heard the news that you were going to, you know, spend your last half a year in junior?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I think it's a dream to play in the NHL. You know, everyone in this league wants to play in the NHL. And to get sent back down, you know, it's tough initially. But, this is a good spot to be. You know, they're in a good opportunity here. There's still a lot to accomplish here, so I'm in a good spot.
You're reunited with five World Junior teammates. I'm sure that made the landing a little bit softer for you.
Yeah, I think that's always good when you know some familiar faces. And I'm being from Edmonton, there's a lot of Edmonton guys on the team too, so I knew quite a few guys coming in, so I think that really kind of helped ease the process.
I think you're referring to Lucas Siona, who I think you played some minor hockey with growing up, too.
I did, yeah, Lucas Siona, Jared Davidson. I think when it was kind of in the COVID year, we all sort of skated together and were around each other, so definitely familiar with a lot of the guys there.
Back to being billeted again, has that been a tough transition for you?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, living on your own, and before that I was living at home, so it's new to me, and my billets are awesome. Kenny and Tracy, they do an unbelievable job, and it's been a lot of fun living with them.
Finally, what do you want to get out of your time in Seattle, the few months that lie ahead here for you? What are you trying to get out of it for your game or for your personality?
Yeah, I mean, you have to continue to get better every day and still, pushing to be the best player you can be. And I think, here there's an opportunity to win, and that doesn't happen a lot. You know, you never know when you'll be able to win again or when, a championship team kind of rolls around. So I'm fortunate enough to play on good teams before, and I think this is another one of those good teams, so it's exciting.
I'll ask you one more question. You played in Edmonton last year. I know you missed down the stretch with some injury in the playoffs, but it might be a tough comparison, but compare that Edmonton championship team to this Seattle team you're on this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of comparisons, a lot of good players. I think when the individuals want to get better and they want to work, every day, and they're striving for next goals and next places, that's when the team gets better. So I think to be surrounded by a group of people like that too, who aren't complacent and just want to get better every day, it helps me, and it helps the team grow. So I think that's probably the one big similarity.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate your time here on WHL This Week. Thanks a lot, Dylan.
Yeah, no, thank you so much.
From the drop of the puck to the Edmonton Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Puck on doors, goal, score! With 3:16 to go!
The University of Calgary Dinos are off to the U-Sport National Championship Tournament as Canada West champions after knocking out their rivals, the U of A Golden Bears, in the Canada West final. And a big part of that was former WHLer with the Prince George Cougars, Josh Mazur, who joins us on the line from Calgary. Josh, what a season you guys are having, that 23-game winning streak, and now you'll depart here in a few days to try and chase a national championship in Charlottetown.
Yeah, it was a great season. Right from the start of the year, we all bought in there pretty good, and it's been a pretty good year. Not just the win streak, but also obviously winning the league is a huge accomplishment for the school and our program. So really happy to be a part of it.
You know, when we talk Canada West Athletics, for years, University of Alberta gets a lot of the attention, but you guys were able to turn the tides on them this season. Not only, the what do they call it, the Crowchild Classic, but also a big playoff series that went the distance to advance on to the Nationals.
Yeah, well, I mean, Alberta kind of has set the bar for hockey here in the last little while. So, they're definitely the team to beat, and, last year we lost out to them in playoffs and kind of left a little sour taste in our mouths. We definitely came back this year, and we knew what our goal was, and we knew we'd eventually have to play against them at some point, whether playoffs or somewhere down the line. But we knew that they were eventually going to get in the way, and we're going to have to face them.
You get the game winner in game one. They come back and win game two in a game that, U of A built a 4-0 lead. You guys come back to tie it to force overtime, which is another incredible story that no one's really talking about. And then with, just a couple minutes left in game three, right off the faceoff, you get the game winner that would stand up as the winner in a 2-1 game. It's got to feel pretty good to play such a big role. Josh is a former WHLer with the Prince George Cougars for parts of four seasons.
Yeah, it definitely feels good. Going back to that second game there where we came back from that four goal deficit going into the third period. I mean, that just kind of shows the buy-in in our team and, the commitment. We have such a competitive group of guys in that room, and, we really believe in each other in there. So, that was an awesome game. And even though we lost, we still built a ton of momentum going into that final game. But the final game was, It was an awesome time. Just off that final play there, my centerman actually told me he's going to try to slide it back door. So I just trusted him and I tried to get there as quick as I could.
And I don't know how many times those face-off plays work out. You always see players talking on the ice, but maybe 1 in 20 actually pan out the plan, or what would you say it would be?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty rare that. It's going to work out. There's obviously a lot of moving parts off of face-off and guys running into you and whatnot. The puck can easily get lost, but it was fortunate it went our way that time.
You're on the WHL scholarship program after your time in Prince George. We mentioned parts of four seasons, 2016 to 2020. What did you take from your WHL time up north?
Oh, well, I couldn't ask for anything else playing up in Prince George. I actually live up that way also. So, playing at Prince George was just an absolute dream for me. I used to go to their games a lot when I was a kid for my birthdays and stuff. Houston's like 3 hours away from there. So, those guys were kind of like our superheroes growing up. And, just to be able to play in Prince George it was unbelievable. I the moment I threw on that sweater, it was just a dream come true.
Yeah, always played hard and had a 30-goal season, a 28-goal season, and a 29-goal season. After your time was done, you had that WHL education scholarship in your back pocket, but probably a bit of a pro itch that you had to scratch. Take me through it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I always wanted to play pro growing up, and that was kind of the main goal. And, obviously didn't get drafted, but, stuff happens after that, and you just got to keep working hard, and it worked out. I was eventually awarded that contract with Iowa, and had a good little pro stint with them and the Allen Americans. So it was a fun time. I definitely learned a lot. I mean, COVID was going on during all that, so it was a bit of a different year, but all in all, I was grateful for the whole experience and just going, having a little stint in pro and seeing what it was like. But yeah, it was great.
Josh Mazur is our guest now, completing his second year of university at the University of Calgary with the Dinos. They're off to the national championship in Charlottetown. They'll play a quarterfinal game here on the 16th. Josh, that WHL scholarship, how important has it been for you as you, you know, played some pro and then decided to go and chase a degree?
Yeah, well, it's awesome. I mean, you know, for a lot of guys, going pro just it doesn't happen. And I mean, coming to the CIS is just it's an unbelievable league. The hockey is just it's so competitive, and you know the school part of it's is a huge part too. You know, a lot of guys want to get some education done while they're still young, and you know they still have that scholarship. It obviously gives them the opportunity to do that. So. Yeah, it worked out really well, and you know everyone on my team super happy with how it's going. So yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, so I know you're only 24. Have you figured out sort of what you know what degree or what sort of fields you want to chase here right now?
I'm still kind of exploring my options a bit. I'm in majoring in communications right now, but yeah, still kind of checking it out and taking some classes, just seeing what I'm interested in.
Josh, you win that Canada West title surrounded by, you know, your former peers in the WHL. And you're playing against, you know, guys that you went nose-to-nose and visor-to-visor with for four seasons. What's that like to sort of bring it all back together, almost put your sticks in the middle at center ice and kind of divvy up the teams and play again against these guys?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a big part of it. It's, you know, it's definitely a little different when you first get there and you got to go meet the guys you just played the last 4 or 5 years against. And yeah, it was a little bit different at the start, but like I said, like we're all so close in that room now. And we talk about all the good times we had back in junior and the rivalries and whose team was better and this and that. So it's all good. Like we look back at all the good times in junior and, you know, it's just great. We're all on the same team now, I guess.
Yeah, it's got to be really, really neat and unique for sure. All right, national championship into Charlottetown. You don't know anything about some of these teams. You're gonna face some teams you don't know much about. It's like the version of a Memorial Cup here. So what do you expect?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of hit it on the head there. I don't know what to expect. I've never been here. I've never really even seen these teams play before. So. You know, we just got to trust our game plan and trust what's worked for us this year. We have a lot of tools on our team, you know, from our top to bottom, our defense, our goalies. We have a strong team, so we believe in ourselves. You know, we just got to go out there and play hard. And, you know, whoever wants to win more is going to win. So, yeah, I believe that our group can do it. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, Josh, well, you've had a huge role in the playoffs here already to get the Dinos to another Canada West title and snap a long drought there for sure. And now you got a chance to Charlottetown here and try to win a national title. So good luck next week, and thanks for being a great guest here on WHL This Week.
Hey, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Regina Pats import defenseman and Columbus Blue Jackets prospect Stanislav Svozil put together an 8-point week to help the Pats get closer to shoring up a playoff spot. We get more from Regina.
I'm Dante DeCarian. I'm pleased to be joined with Regina Pats defenseman Stanislav Svozil following being named the Western Hockey League's Player of the Week with a goal and 7 assists for 8 points in 3 games as the Regina Pats picked up 4 of a possible 6 points over the weekend. And Stan, before we talk about your individual success, obviously your individual success led to team success over the course of the weekend as the Pats were able to beat Winnipeg 5-3 on Friday. You beat Red Deer 6-5 on Saturday. What did you like about your team's performance over the weekend?
we knew Winnipeg is the best team in the league, and same as Red Deer, one of the two best teams in the league. And we were like, we needed those points, and so we thought we could beat them. And that first game, that was 3-0 after one period and 10 minutes maybe. So we thought, like, it's not done, but it will be hard. But then we were back. That was 3-3. And then we scored in after power play. Connor scored after power play and empty netter. So that was a huge win for us. Same as against Red Deer. That was not harder game, but that was, like, after that game against Winnipeg, that was a little bit harder. And yeah, I think we are more confident now in offensive zone. We are better on a puck. We're using our bodies too. So we are happy for those 4 points.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you guys are very proud of how the team was able to play together as a team, Stan, and that's one thing that a lot of the coaching staff has spoken to me about in various different interviews over the last couple of weeks. It's that everybody is, quote-unquote, rowing the boat. Everybody is chipping in and playing as a team. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, everyone wants to play in playoffs, right? So now it's like we don't care about individual statistics. We care about team points and how we play, so yeah, you can feel it in locker room and on the ice too. So yeah, that's good.
With Stanislas Volzo, the Regina Pats, following being named the Western Hockey League's Player of the Week with a goal and 7 assists for 8 points in 3 games, and you were able to have 2 wins and an impressive 3-3 weekend in front of your parents who were here from Czech. Tell us about how much that motivated you not only to pick up the wins for this team but also the way you played.
Well, it's nice to have parents here, but it wasn't the reason why we played that good, or me. But it's not everything because of me. I got really good teammates, and well, we got so many really good players here, and that's not just because of me. That's nice. I had, I don't know, 8 points, but for me and for our team is more important than 2 big wins against 2 best teams.
But was it nice to share a little bit of time with your family, given that, well, I guess you would have seen them not too long ago after the World Juniors, but was it nice to kind of share the weekend with your family coming from Czech and obviously the Billets as well?
Oh, yeah, that was really nice. My parents like beer and drinking, so they are friends with my Billet parents, so that was good.
And maybe just kind of staying on that topic, Brad had mentioned on Saturday's post-game show that Shelley and Graham Hellquist have been a huge part of your life in your young hockey career as a great support system in terms of your Billets. Explain a little bit on what they have meant to you in your a year and a half here in Regina.
Yeah, I agree with Brad. Start for me wasn't like easy, and I couldn't speak English not that much, and they helped me with everything. They are like my real family just in Canada, so they helped me almost with everything, and I'm really glad I can live with them.
Stan, congratulations on the fantastic weekend, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to our guests and to Dante in Regina for his help this week. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.